Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go to Yellowstone National Park for a minute. A bison gored a man on Tuesday at Yellowstone National Park after a large group of visitors got way too close to it. The 30-year-old victim was treated for minor injuries after being gored around 9:45 a.m. Near the Old Faithful area, according to the park. They did not release the man's name or condition, saying what happened was under investigation and that no more information was available per the release. He was told numerous times to back away from the animal and continued to move closer and closer and closer until the animal had enough and went after the guy. So he was told multiple times. What state do you believe this guy is from? Any guesses?
It's one of two.
Any guesses?
Well, I know, because I used it yesterday. This is the most recent one, right?
He's from New Jersey.
Yeah,
Jersey.
I was going to say, it's okay. Jersey or Florida.
So anyone who read this and from New Jersey went, damn it. You know, of course. Like, because this is exactly.
But there's also a percentage of people from New Jersey that go, why is everyone bugging him? He knew what he was doing. He wants to get gored. Let him get gored. Yeah. Now he knows.
So Jersey.
Why is it only Yellowstone we have to say this, right? You went on safari.
Correct.
Did they have to tell anyone, hey, if you see a lion, don't go walk up to it? Did they tell you that, or did they assume that maybe you
okay,
would piece all right, together?
Okay,
that's a bad
okay,
idea.
They're, okay, so, all right, I'm just going to tell you what they told me. So out of all of the countries in the world of visitors who come to those parks and do safaris, in this one particular, which was in the Kruger National Park area, they have multiple different tours. There are different lodges you can stay at.
Sure.
But when it comes to people putting themselves in incredibly dangerous situations and not understanding the severity of the danger that they are getting involved in.
Can I guess?
It's one country, and it's only one country that has to be explained multiple times, even though there is a language barrier, but they have a card for every language of people coming to warn them. So they are ready for this. They print them up. So
let me guess. I'm just guessing here. I'm going to say it's either the U.S. or Japan. I'm going to go Japan.
Okay.
Japan.
United States has a stereotype, but it's not that.
I'll say Australia.
I'm following Steve's tip. I'll go China.
China.
Really?
Yes.
Chinese.
To explain, like, don't approach these animals?
With
the apex predators.
Correct. So, you know, taking pictures, obviously, a big deal when you're on safari.
Yes.
All right. So the closer you can get, the better off you are. And when it and this is part of the problem. And then they like look as far as your phone goes and stuff like that, you know, some people had big rigs and all that stuff. But the people that were walking up closer to the animals where it got dangerous, they say most of the time it's the Chinese tourists that we have to continually remind,
like, don't do this.
You can't pet that animal. You cannot touch an elephant. You cannot do these things.
You can, but it will literally be the last thing you do. So just right. Ask, is it that important that I do this, that is my final act on this earth was to try to pet a lion?
Yeah. Now, as far as United States is concerned, okay, and this goes back to just the melting pot that is our country. So believe it or not, all these guys, they are geographically some of the smartest people on this planet. they can read a person and know exactly where they're from.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking about the different sections of the United States of America. So they know that you're from New York. They know that you are from New Jersey by the way that you act, by the way that you talk.
Oh, absolutely.
By your entire aura about you. As far as people who complain the most, as far as the accommodations and all those things, they are either from New York or they are from Florida.
I believe that.
So the people that drink the most, they are from the South.
All right. Sure.
So they have a pretty good idea who drinks the most beer, who drinks the most wine. They know for a fact that West Coast people are a little bit calmer. They're not as loud.
All right, nice.
They're not as
I don't think it's a little bit calmer. Having lived in both, like, considerably calmer than the East Coast, man.
Correct. And so our first read on the group was that we were probably Canadian, which is not far off if you're in Seattle.
No, you get that a lot. Yeah. You actually do get that a lot.
You do. And just based on the mannerisms and everything else, the questions you ask, there are some people... okay, so, all right. So this guy, and I've told the story before. So this guy, he speaks 9 languages. His job is to take me to the airport, all right, to Kruger Airport, because I'm flying out to Victoria Falls. So it's about a 2-hour bus ride. So we had conversations about stuff, and he's like, you know what, man? He's like, I cannot remember what this guy did. He was like an accountant or something like that, but he really enjoyed his time doing this part-time job.
All right.
He loved talking to people. He used to be in the tourist industry. He still does it. It's pretty good money because people tip pretty generously.
Yeah, I would think so.
And not only that, but he makes pretty good money doing this. So he was like, look, my job is from the time that you get to the airport, I'm the guy holding the sign. I am the guy that is going to take you to your hotel, no matter how far it is away. He says, I'm picking up a group of 6, 3 different couples. They are from New Jersey, all right? Now, at first, the first thing he does, he's holding up the sign in the airport. This guy comes running up to him, starts rubbing his head, holds the sign, flips it around, starts taking selfies, okay?
Sounds like New Jersey.
And then the other two guys run up like, yeah! Like, we're in Africa! Do the whole thing. And he's like, oh, no. So he realizes, I've got to be in a van with these guys for like, I can't remember, it was like 3 hours, 6 hours, whatever the deal is. So he's like, I got a couple tricks I do. Number one, I act like I cannot speak English.
Oh, yeah.
He said, that's the number one thing. So he's like, and then when the women, after they got their luggage, they came up and they all group hugged and giggled and started rubbing me and everything else and taking pictures and all this stuff. He's like, I am not, you know, I'm a human being. I'm not, you know, I'm not your play toy here. So they get into the van and he's like, he asks questions like, you know, oh, where do I take you?
Like, right.
Such and such. Like, oh, beautiful lodge. Very nice. You will enjoy. And they say, like, well, how far is the drive? Oh, Kabuka Lounge. Beautiful place. You will enjoy. Hey, can we stop and use the bathroom? Ooh, Kabuka Lounge. Beautiful place. You will enjoy it there. So, but he says, the hardest part about it is I understand every goddamn thing they are saying.
Right.
I don't want to talk to them.
No.
But I cannot react to anything they say. If they say something absolutely stupid as hell, I can't giggle. I can't I got to be expressionless. He's like, it's the hardest part of this jig. It's trying to just stay calm like I can't understand what they're saying. And he's like, man, it's just absolute torture because they just think you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, but I'm going to play the idiot card. You know,
just to not have to have a conversation.
I don't talk to these idiots.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they know everything about the United States as far as the people that they travel with, the people that they like, the people they know are going to be drunk, which was...
I heard the same thing when I did the cruise, right? Mediterranean. So most of the cruise is Europeans. And it is amazing. It does not matter what port of call you went to. They can identify what country you're from before you physically arrive, right? They'll see you in line because everyone there can speak, like you said, 8 languages, and there are tourists from everywhere. So talking German to one couple. Keep in mind, the couple didn't identify as being German. They just walk up, and before they could even see.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Say anything. The person behind the counter is speaking in German, which blew my mind. And we're like fourth in line. And I want to say they went from French to German. We rolled up, and my wife and I are like, oh, boy, I hope. And they're like, oh, good morning. What can I do for you? Like, how do you figure that out? But when we were on the ship, you do have conversations with a lot of different people from a lot of different countries. And me and this English guy met at the bar. So we're just going back and forth. We're talking like politics, the world thing. He goes, man, you know, our two countries a lot. People look at what we're doing. So he started calling me Obama. I called him Prince Harry. Right. And because we're like, we're not going to remember each other's names, but just a stereotype of the country. Well, as we're going back and forth, this chick from Germany goes, oh, really? Do you guys have it bad? Really? Everyone pays attention. And obviously, we're going back to Adolf Hitler. Well, that became her nickname. And she she thought it was hilarious. But between the three of us, like I said, I was only addressed as Obama. He was only Prince Harry. She's only Hitler. Right. So we would have conversations with each other. But then you forget that you've given these guys these nicknames. So I'm walking down, and cruise ship halls are real long. I'm walking with my wife. I see this woman whose name I couldn't tell you in 10 million years, and she yells down the hall, hey, Obama. And I got this much, hey, Jesus. Because there's other people in the hall, right? So when I see her later at the bar, she's
like,
is
that a black guy saying that?
She goes, honest to God, I didn't think about it either. And she goes, when you put the tongue brakes on, like, oh God, yeah, maybe we don't yell that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.